Environmental organizations have voiced concern that the oil seeping from the sunken tanker Prestige off the coast of Spain could trigger a major ecological disaster. The short-term impact on animals and coastal industries can be devastating. But some experts say the long-term impact from these massive oil spills may not be as dramatic as it seems. As salvage workers on Spain's northwestern coast struggle to keep millions of gallons of fuel oil away from the shore, many are already trying to calculate the environmental and economic damage caused by the spill. The Spanish government has declined to give specific predictions, but the World Wildlife Fund says the spill will devastate Spain's fishing industry and will destroy the fragile seashore, rich in fish, birds, and marine mammals. But the long-term effect of an oil spill on wildlife is the subject of much debate among experts. Some argue that animals and birds are harmed many years after the event. Years after the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska, for example, scientists say oil still contaminates the coastline. That spill is not the world's largest, but is considered the worst in terms of damage to the environment. An Alaskan citizens group, the Oil Spill Trustee Council, says of all animals affected, only the bald eagle and river otter populations have recovered. Many other species, including endangered killer whales, have made little or no progress at all. The Exxon Valdez spill involved more than 11 million gallons of crude oil, which is more damaging than the fuel oil spilled by the Prestige. Still, as in the case of many oil spills that reach shore, images of the Spanish coastline transformed into stagnant pools of sludgy liquid and oil-slicked birds and other marine life are filling the public consciousness. But Paul Kingston from the Center for Marine Diversity and Biotechnology at Harry Watt University in Edinburgh, Scotland, says the chances of recovery for the wildlife may be better than they appear.
One sort of envisages death and destruction. And if you see a shore, as far as you can see, covered in black tar with struggling birds on it, I mean, it's not a nice sight. But as a biologist, if you look at the numbers that are actually killed, even in some of the worst oil spills, even though they're high, in terms of the total bird populations, they're not that high. And so the populations do tend to recover.
Mr. Kingston says shore animals have adopted, over the centuries, to the need to rapidly replenish their populations, which are routinely depleted by harsh sea and weather conditions. In addition, he says, fuel oil spills are relatively short-lived because the oil has very little toxic residue, unlike other, more noxious types of oil, such as diesel or crude oil. The danger for a spill like the Prestige, he says, lies in its initial stages, when the sticky oil comes into contact with marine life. It clings to the animals' skins and feathers, immobilizing and sometimes suffocating them.
Once the bulk oil has been removed, and that's quite important, then the shore itself will recover relatively quickly, particularly on something like a rocky shore where the oil's superficial, it's just attached to the surfaces of the rocks, and it's cleaned off. And that can happen quite naturally by wave action. The only problem that can arise is if the oil gets buried in some way into the sediments. But even then, you know, it can sort of sit underneath the sediments, and providing it's, you know, deep enough, it's not going to affect the surface. And so, again, the animals will settle again back onto the surface.
This is what many hope will happen to the oil that has leaked from the Prestige. But a large amount of the fuel remains in the ship's hold, now deep under the sea. Some scientists believe the fuel will solidify in the cold water and stay there at the bottom of the ocean, causing little damage. But environmental groups like Greenpeace call it a time bomb and say it will slowly pollute the region for years to come as oil continues to seep out. Making matters worse, 10 years ago, the Greek tanker Aegean Sea ran aground in the same area, releasing more than 20 million gallons of crude oil into the sea. Scientists say the area has not yet recovered. The long-term global impact on marine life from these and other spills is still not clear. World Wildlife Fund biologist Susanna Rakina says toxins leaked from oil are absorbed and accumulate in the bodies of marine animals. She says as fish and other animals migrate and feed off of each other, toxic contaminants spread.
It's difficult to determine why the animals are dying and in very different areas of the world. Now, for instance, whales and many other animals appear dying at the coast. Sometimes we don't know why, really. But what we should be sure is that all the problems are connected. And what happened here can produce problems any other part of the world, because also animals move.
Ms. Rakina says fuel oil can mix with heavy metals, sulfurs, and other toxins and threaten the worldwide ecological balance. But Paul Kingston, the researcher in Edinburgh, argues pollutants from spilled fuel oil break down very quickly when they are eaten by animals, and their strength is further diluted as they move through the food chain. Still, the damage is considerable, and environmental groups are calling on governments to do more to prevent accidents from happening. The World Wildlife Fund has been lobbying the Spanish government to declare its northwest coastline a protected area, which would keep shipping traffic away from the coast and minimize damage if other spills happen. Grace Cutler for VOA News, London.